Wibelena is where our people were imprisoned. This was a place of cruelty. But our people never forgot who they were or where they came from. Our people were imprisoned here, and the colony tried to take our culture. The houses where our people were forced to live were no bigger than one room, run down and inadequate. Daily life at Wibelena revolved around forced Christianisation and assimilation. Our people's traditional names were taken, and they were baptised with names like Sarah, Flora and Alexander. Translation of the Bible or church services into our languages was banned, and our people were forced to read, speak and write English. There were regular mandatory assessments testing them on their knowledge of English and the Bible. The women washed clothes, men managed the potato gardens and a strawberry patch. When stores were full, rations of tobacco, flour, tea, sugar and salted meat were provided. Despite the assimilationist regime, our people did not give up who they were, nor submit to the conditions of their imprisonment. Our people continued to go into the bush to hunt and perform ceremony. Many of our people refused to wear white clothes or eat European food, only consuming what was brought back from the hunting trips. They often refused to work for keep, knowing that rations were poor compensation for their land the colony occupied.